I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. An Algerian Christian is free today after spending over 2 years behind bars. Hamid Soudad was arrested 2 years ago on blasphemy charges for a social media post he made back in 2018. We spoke with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Riyad Jabala, who knows Hamid.
I met him many years ago when I was there in Algeria. He's a very humble man and very, really simple believer. So he received a message from his friend about the caricature about the prophet Muhammad. And so right away he shared this caricature in his Facebook page.
The husband and father of four was sentenced to 5 years in prison, but released early as part of Algeria's Independence Day. Praise God for Hamid's release and pray wisdom and encouragement for Algeria's believers. And 3 years after an horrific attack near an ancient Christian church, tensions between Eritrea and Ethiopia remain high. Solutions are still elusive, even as Eritrean soldiers occupy an area near the Tigray region. This week, Britain got dragged into the diplomatic mess. In November 2020, Eritrea is accused of massacring hundreds near an ancient Christian church in the city of Aksum. Ministry leader Eric Foley says Eritrea has been called the North Korea of Africa. However, God's kingdom continues to advance in the Tigray region, even during violent times.
We're receiving reports from our partners about visits to hospitals to deal with really serious injuries on the part of children, elderly. But at the same time, we're having reports from our partners about churches with baptisms and also even Christian weddings happening during this time.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.